On today's episode of Color Me Murdered, we will be covering the murders of Jose and Kitty Menendez. On the evening of August 20th, 1989, Jose and Kitty Menendez were watching TV when they were shot to death in their home on Beverly Hills. Their two sons, Eric Menendez, age 18, and Lyle Menendez, age 21, had forged paperwork to purchase two Mossberg 12-gauge shotguns before using them to slaughter their parents.
The victims of the murders were Jose Menendez, age 45, and Kitty Menendez, age 47, at the time of death. They were pronounced dead when the authorities came to the house to investigate the murders. Immediately following the murders, Lyle and Eric were not suspects. As the two brothers initiated the 911 call, they were not looked at as suspects in the beginning. Following the arrival of the police, the two brothers were interviewed. Lieutenant Russell Olson, Department Chief of Beverly Hills Detectives at the time, and Chief of Police Marvin Iannone were featured in a 1990 edition of Time magazine. The story said, "Police had ruled out a gangland murder because of the sheer savagery of the attack. Mob killings are clean. This one was not," says an officer. Suspicions were further heightened when family members told police that a copy of what might have been a new will had been erased from Jose Menendez's home computer. "The focus became very clear over the past few months," said Chief of Police Marvin Iannone. "There was some physical evidence, but we were waiting for the glue binding it together. At first, when the 911 call was made, Beverly Hills police suspected nothing of the two brothers as they were both sobbing tremendously during the call. While police investigated the Menendez residence, the two brothers were taken to be interviewed. However, Beverly Hills police made a tragic mistake of not testing either man for gunshot residue. The brothers were not tested because they were not seen as suspects until weeks after the murders. This mistake by Beverly Hills police ultimately dragged out the case and gave police less physical evidence to use against them. Eric and Lyle Menendez may have gotten away with this gruesome case of murder had Eric not confessed. Eric, overwhelmed at the time by what he had done and also having nightmares, spilled the story to his psychiatrist, Jerome Oziel, during a therapy session. After Oziel heard the confession, he shared the news with the woman he was seeing at the time, Judalon Smith, and even called Lyle in order to discuss the matter further. Oziel began recording therapy sessions, getting the confessions on tape. Judalon Smith was the one who originally had told the police. However, doctor-patient confidentiality meant that the confession tapes could not be used in a court of law against the Menendez brothers. The confessions on the tapes were eventually deemed admissible in court for two main reasons. The first was that Lyle, upon finding out that Eric had confessed to his psychiatrist, had threatened the psychiatrist's life. This allows for a break in the confidentiality agreement. Also, the defense put much emphasis on the brothers' mental states. This made the tapes both relevant and allowed in court. In this case, based on the forensic evidence, justice was indeed served. Even though the taped confessions were legally questionable, they did contain confession of murder, and the brothers were held accountable for their actions. The Menendez brothers were very careful not to leave physical evidence behind, which made it very hard for Beverly Hills police to convict them. If not for the confession tapes and Lyle's threat to take the psychiatrist's life, the brothers may have gotten away with the murder of their parents. Ultimately, justice was served based on the confession tapes. The tapes were legal in the court of law and contained an explicit murder confession from Eric to his psychiatrist.
Now, how did the Menendez brothers fare in court, and how did they get convicted? Well, the Eric and Lyle Menendez were initially put on trial for the murder of their parents in 1993, but the police had insufficient evidence to convict them. However, Lyle and Eric had started seeing a therapist shortly after they committed the murder, to whom they confessed that they had killed their parents. Typically, a talk between a therapist and their clients would be confidential, but Lyle had made a crucial mistake. He had threatened the therapist with violence if he were to tell anyone of their activities, which ultimately broke the patient confidentiality between the brothers and their therapist. This ultimately led to the therapist telling the police, which was bad news for the Menendez brothers. All of their therapy sessions were recorded on tapes, and these tapes would be later used in court. However, the Menendez brothers were not going to give up that easily. They appealed the use of the tapes in court, which put the trial on pause for 2 more years. However, in 1995, the second trial began, and the Menendez brothers were brought to court once again. This time, the use of the tapes in court was permitted, and Lyle and Eric Menendez were both charged with first-degree murder and are now both currently facing life behind bars in separate facilities.